This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Friday episode of The Nate Darling Show, or whatever day of the week you happen to be listening. That's the beauty of on-demand radio, podcasts like this one. You listen whenever you like, wherever you like.
However you like.
You're listening to the future is what's happening.
I hope you download it on tape.
Oh, well, you can go ahead and record it.
I'm so hipster, that's what I do. I'm Memorex tape.
You know what's really funny is I was hanging with some friends, and Leslie and my friend's wife, Amy, were in the back seat. And she explained that the only thing keeping me from being total hipster was skinny jeans.
I mean, I don't see you as a hipster at all.
Yeah.
No. Well, you might have to arm wrestle my future wife on that one.
Like, what's her definition? You drink craft beer?
I drink craft beer. I've got some vinyl records.
Oh, and you do have a beard.
I do have a beard now, which she loves.
You have a nice beard.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Your secret admirer, who I will not say who it is, I think would appreciate your beard.
Nice. I have to talk to you between shows about something. Remind me of that.
I'm nervous.
Remind you of that. No. It's you'll think it's amusing. So coming up on the show today, let me see. Let me go back and see what we got. Oh yeah. There was an Irish pig in a radio studio, and things didn't go to plan. What was the plan? I guess we'll wait and find out. A man in Ohio did something really unspeakable to some orange juice.
Yum.
Yeah, all that. Plus, a transgendered model gets detained at the airport. We'll talk about that.
Stop and frisk.
We'll get to that in just a second.
It sounds like the start of a movie on Showtime at 2 a.m.
Right? Showtime after dark. Any big plans for the weekend, guys? I know the baby shower is this weekend. I've RSVP'd, yes. Mm-hmm. I've already purchased the gift.
Mm-hmm. Kareem, did you RSVP yet?
I RSVP'd. Maybe.
Maybe. He gave me a definite maybe.
Yeah. I'll be there, though, probably.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we'll have some food.
So. What time is it?
Noon to 3, I think. Noon to 4. Yeah,
I gotta. I'll be in the neighborhood anyway, so yeah, I'll come by and drop off again.
Unless somebody gentrifies you out in the meantime,
it could happen.
Unless I get pulled over by the cops.
Fast.
It's very quick.
I heard a new floating chambers opening in Oak Park.
Oh,
I can't wait.
What's opening?
You know the places where white people pay a lot of money to float in a warm bath.
Oh yeah, that's already there.
Yeah.
No, there's another one opening.
Because one isn't enough.
They have to expand. They're not. There's so much demand for it.
Another one's opening.
Kareem's done it.
I've done it. Yeah, I've floated over there, but I don't think there shouldn't be.
This one's gonna feature cold pressed water. Because white people love cold pressed juice.
Oh. It's true.
There's a juice place right next to
I know.
Yeah.
And to the one that's there.
Yeah. It's Kareem came and gave him a very upset tummy.
Oh, yeah. He made that acai bowl.
Yeah.
Have you ever floated, Larry?
I do every night in my pool.
No, I mean one of these places.
No, legitimately. So we use solar heat, and so our pool gets, when it's this nice, we set it so it caps out about 98, and so we can swim at night. So literally, it's the same thing. We float and look at the stars.
Yeah, well, not as salty, but yes.
It's not as salty. That is true. Yeah. No, I've always wanted to, but there's something that I just would feel some shame.
You know what?
Walking into the place.
Leslie and I did it in Rockland. There was a Groupon for it, and she got the Groupon. She goes, "You want to try it?" And I said, "Sure." And it was, it's a little more expensive than the average massage. And we did not find it anywhere near as relaxing as the average massage. So we're not going to be doing it again.
Did you guys float together?
No. Each have your own pod.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, I went to sleep.
It's very relaxing, I've heard.
Yeah. Once you get past the first 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes were a little.
Did you think you weren't going to float?
No. I mean, well, look, even if I didn't float, it's 8 inches of water. I was pretty sure I'd be okay. Yeah. It was just the question of how slowly is time passing. And then all of a sudden it's like, do, 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 do.
Could you hear your own heartbeat and did you go nuts? I've heard that can happen.
Did not hear my own heartbeat because
did you hear your own heartbeat?
No.
They give you the earplugs that you jam into your ear canal so no water gets in there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be filled with salt water.
My people have been going to places like this for quite some time, but you do a lot more than just float.
Well, see, that's why come you can only have one person in a pod. It's because of your people.
My people.
But yeah, no. Well, I went to sleep. Nina, you're right. Getting situated the first time it takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 or 15 minutes. But after you get situated, and you can let your mind go.
Yeah, I couldn't decide whether to have my arms up above my head or to have them at my side.
Yeah.
And I ended up with them up over my head because it just felt better to float that way.
Yeah.
Larry's doing the pose now, but it's weird sitting in a chair. To be doing that. But yeah, you're just sort of laying on your back and floating there. And some people really dig it. And then afterward, there was an oxygen bar, so you could get some oxygen.
No, okay.
Which was the most pointless thing ever.
Yeah, they don't have an oxygen bar at this one. They do have a little room you can kind of sit in and just kind of veg until you get yourself back.
Until the oxygen gets back into your brain fully.
Yeah. I've done an oxygen bar before.
Yeah, make sure you wash all the salt off.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Please say Vegas. Because that's where people do them.
It was at Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Oh, the first oxygen bar I ever saw was in Cleveland, of all places.
Well, to be fair, there it's really not a novelty. It's where you have to get clean oxygen.
Right. Yeah. You're mandated to go.
Did a weekend road trip to Cleveland when I lived in upstate New York with one of my friends.
Wow, living the life.
Hey, I went to see the Angels, my man. Went to see the Angels. And then we went to the Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
That's where my best friend grew up.
Yeah, there you go. there you go. And we went out bar hopping. Amazing people out at the bars in Cleveland. And one of the fancier places that did not look like the other Cleveland bars was an oxygen bar.
And when you went, was the flats still a thing in Cleveland?
Yes, the flats were.
Yeah,
totally
the flats are now all deserted.
What? That was the best time
Here's
ever.
Here's what happened. The clubs became a little and there were some shootings, and then they were all shut down.
Oh, that'll do
They're abandoned. It's really creepy.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. That was where all the fun was. That was where the girl went up and talked to the DJ. She went up to the DJ with her bra in her hand, talked to the DJ, flashed him, and then when she came back down, fell on her face on the dance floor.
It happens.
It was fantastic.
Who hasn't done that?
Boobies akimbo.
Oh, darn it.
Boobies akimbo. No.
Also a name for an improv group.
No, Kareem. Not
Boobies
darn it.
Boobies akimbo. I like that.
Boobies akimbo slice. Rest in peace. Be terrible. All right. So what happens when a transgendered model decides to go to the Middle East? Well, not great things. Gigi Gorgeous shared an emotional post on Instagram after airport personnel in Dubai detained her for several hours because she's transgendered. The Canadian model, who candidly documented her transition on YouTube, described the ordeal as, quote, one of the scariest moments of my entire life.
Is that your trans voice?
No, it's my Gigi Gorgeous voice.
Oh, okay.
After being detained and held at Dubai airport for over 5 hours, this was the moment my baby came to rescue me. She captioned a photo embracing her friend Nats Getty. She continued, yesterday was one of the scariest moments of my entire life, and I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. How can you be denied entry somewhere just because of who you are? It's seriously disgusting and also very scary. This further proves the need for change. I must ask this. If you're transgendered, I mean, obviously there was some sort of gig, but why Dubai?
It's generally a place my people don't choose to go to.
Right?
At all.
Right?
Because
they're terrible there.
They can, legitimately. They can take your phone, and if you have proof that you're in a same-sex relationship, you can be tried.
They kill people for that there.
Yeah, not a good place.
Because they're terrible.
And, of course, I knew that she was white.
Because I'm becoming a grumpy old man, yes. I think sometimes people forget how good we have it here.
Right.
By here, I generally mean America.
Yeah, North America.
Even in worse days, compared to many places in the world, especially for some people, like, the concept that you can be even who you are, like, even the fact that it's legal is something that I think people are completely oblivious to. So they go to places like that and are like, what do you mean it can't be me? Bitch, you can't be... Oh, excuse me.
No, that's fine.
Oh, good. Yay.
Bitch is okay.
No. Like, it just, it drives me crazy. People, it's such a, it's like the worst kind of ethnocentrism. Like, the whole world should be how I think it is. Not to say I don't think, agree with them, but culturally, like, you have to respect the places you're going.
You have to understand what you're getting into.
That's dumb white people stuff. I wanted this curse, but yeah, that's what that is.
It's a little racist.
No, it's real.
Kareem's very racist.
I'm gonna quote you on Twitter.
Go for it.
I see that look in Larry's eye. He is going to do it.
Doing it right now.
Hey, everyone on Twitter is going to be so mad at you.
I took 6 weeks and drove around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I was in North Carolina. On my way to Florida, my father said, do not go to this place. Do not go to this place. Do not go to this place. You know what I did? I did not go to that place. And I did not go to that place. You know why? Because I wanted to stay alive.
Exactly.
And how was your trip?
And my trip was good.
Yes. It's just that easy.
It's just that easy.
Now, that doesn't mean in those places things shouldn't change. But that means you should know before you go that this might not be the best place
for
do
you to go.
I wonder if it was one of those things where she just thought, it's just a layover. I'm getting on another plane. No big deal.
It doesn't have to be that. It does not have to be that.
Shoot, that wasn't her final destination.
Look, okay.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was not.
She was making a connection. She should have spent a little bit more and flown to British Airways.
Right.
Exactly.
She not
Dubai. Direct flight.
Either that or she wanted to get her name in the press. You know?
Probably. Well, here's the thing I've always wondered about. It would be super easy to be a... I'm going to use this colloquialism. People don't get mad. It would be really easy if you want to be a tranny in a Muslim country because you could just wear a head-to-toe burqa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
So put that on.
Imitation of women by men is illegal in Dubai, which is part of the Muslim majority in the nation of the United Arab Emirates. So that was the whole delay. Ultimately, she was let go and no harm came to her other than being scared and complaining about it on social media. So really no worse than the DMV.
Yeah. Like, don't go to Dubai and complain that they're being Dubai-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that. Oh, they're so Dubai-ish over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason people are concerned about the upcoming World Cup there.
Yeah.
Who I don't remember at the time when it was announced there and people were angry. The head of FIFA said, quote, you can just be a little, just not be gay during the World Cup, end quote.
No, he wanted that check. That's what that was.
What? Yeah. It's about money?
It's about money.
Dubai? No, it's about sport.
That is like the worst city. It is like the worst city in the world, I'd have to say. It's a man-made city where it shouldn't be. And like it's built on the backs of like millions and millions of really poor Asians.
Super poor.
I mean, like it's like the huge.
You've just described all of China.
But see, in China they're
built by Asians.
But China is starting to have like a middle class. They're starting to have a middle class that's appearing there.
You can blame
Dubai is not that.
You can blame America and the Rand Corporation for that.
I'm not saying that that's not.
I think it's because of Alan's racism.
Mm-hmm.
It's all because of Usain Bolt.
You can blame Halliburton and the Rand Corporation for that. That's who. They figured a way that they could get money from the oil people, and that's how you ended up with those.
They have beautiful man-made islands that come out in a lovely design shape. So you settle down.
Exactly.
Dubai makes Las Vegas look like Portland.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Because we ain't got enough money to go there.
That's true. You got enough money to go, but you won't be able to do anything fun because it's Dubai.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, two women in South Carolina are facing indecent exposure charges after a late-night skinny-dipping session went sideways. Responding to an 11 p.m. noise complaint on a Monday, cops found Katie Neumann and Kyla Cole completely nude at the swimming pool of an apartment complex near Myrtle Beach. Oh, Larry, is that why you don't want to join the community pool?
Makes me scared. I can skinny dip in my own pool.
Right. The women who were guests of a resident did not have bathing suits with them, so they decided to swim in the nude. That's according to a police report. The duo and two friends appeared highly intoxicated. What? As cops sought to do a warrants check on the quartet, Neumann and Cole began to walk away, ignoring a police command to remain in place because they're drunk white girls. Neumann then became belligerent and allegedly delivered a, and I'm quoting here, mule kick to a male cop's genitals.
There you go.
To be fair, Kareem, a black woman might do the same. Both women then were arrested for indecent exposure and misdemeanor. Neumann was also charged with assaulting a police officer. That's a no-no. They were released from jail Tuesday afternoon upon posting $5,000 bond for the nut kicker and $2,500 for the just naked girl.
A black woman probably would have did the same thing, but they would not have been skinny dipping. That's the part of it. Because they were not getting their hair
No,
wet.
Black girls swim now. I saw it in the Olympics. It's not all races. Literally.
You saw how
people's
many?
Comments were like, oh, you know black people swim now? I'm like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they just doggy paddle with the head above water.
It's racist. It.
No, it's a theme song to a 70s show. It was Good Times, right? Keeping Your Head Above Water.
Yep.
That was a Good Times theme. It was about swimming.
It was racist, though, when NBC played that the whole time she was swimming.
Right.
I tweeted about that. It's
terrible.
It's like, I've heard the Good Times song enough. Stop it.
No. She stopped swimming and said, people, turn it off.
And they timed it so at every turn, it was temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Meanwhile, in Ohio,
oh my gosh.
In Ohio, Larry's home state,
yay.
A 72-year-old man was arrested for allegedly slipping into the residence of a 61-year-old woman and ejaculating into a bottle of orange juice.
Oh, please, man. Say his name is Julius. Please.
He then shook it up and returned it to the refrigerator shelf. His name is Willis Jean Burdett. He's been charged with burglary and contaminating a substance for human consumption.
To be fair, you can buy protein orange caught? Juice is expensive at the store. Yeah.
It's How did true. He get caught?
It's true. It was a home in Massillon, or I think it's pronounced
Massillon.
Massillon, which is just outside of Canton, which we were just talking about. Burdett, which you can see his mugshot there on the TV.
He's not a creepy looking guy.
No, he's just an old guy.
Looks kind of like my grandfather is deceased.
That's your grandfather. That's awkward.
Yeah, it would be awkward.
He came back from the dead and is jerking off an orange juice.
Sounds like it.
By the way, $50,000 bond for that.
Wow.
You can kick a cop in the junk in South Carolina for a tenth of that. As detailed in the felony complaints, he entered the victim's home at a little after noon on a Wednesday by using a key located inside of her shed. Not a colloquialism. Upon gaining access to the residence, he began to masturbate inside a small tool room near the garage. As the home security camera recorded his actions, he removed a bottle of orange juice from the refrigerator and left his business inside the bottle of OJ. He then proceeded to shake it before putting it back. The court filings do not reveal whether he knows the victim or if the tainted orange juice was consumed. He lives about 6 miles from the woman's home, so that's kind
of
weird.
The best part of the story for Maury is shake the bottle was in quotation marks.
Well, yeah, it's because, what's going to go on with that.
I think it was considerate. He didn't want to ruin her shed.
Right. It's like, no Kleenex. Where do I put it?
I wonder how many times he'd done that.
A lot. 25 yeah. years.
Mm, yeah.
She's always like, I thought I got no pulp.
Seems to just be a big glop of it in here.
Oh, that must be the vitamin C. I want to make sure I get all of that in.
Why is this orange juice salty? Meanwhile, in Ontario, an Ontario Police Department said an erratic driver was spotted by police helicopter and given a warning when it turned out he was a late-night Pokemon Go player. Oh, Jason. The York...
Why would you say my name?
Because you play Pokemon Go late at night. Mm-hmm. The York Regional Police posted a video to YouTube showing the footage filmed by the helicopter as it watched the vehicle move erratically through the city of Vaughan at 3:23 a.m. on a Monday, saying, I'm sure the officers up in the helicopter believe the driver must have been impaired or that he might have been looking to commit a criminal offense like a break and enter. However, the ground unit conducted a traffic stop and discovered the real reason was Pokemon Go. Officer spoke with the driver, who was advised that he was just out to catch them all. He was not ticketed, amazingly enough, but he did, because it's Canada, get a stern warning about doing that. I love the video that they posted. Looks like heat-seeking stuff, because it was at night. It's just kind of a cool looking video.
Oh, he just caught one.
He stopped in the road, and then he catches one, and then he starts going again. but he's weaving just a little bit. Oh, no, one must have popped up because he's slowing down again.
There he goes. Here he goes. Slowing down.
Yeah, we're not going to go through 5 minutes.
Is he on the right side of the road?
They drive differently in Canada.
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't drive on the right.
They do, eh? And you turn your wheel.
It's true.
Because you have to look for the maple syrup.
For that.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
I will not let you besmirch Canadians like that. All right, first up in Cool or Tool, skinny dipping, Jason.
Oh, it's cool all the way. Like, how could you not? I'm sorry. If any of you other people say that this is not cool, including you, Kareem, I'm going to be very upset.
Kareem?
Depends on who you skinny dipping with.
Okay. True that. True that.
I don't want to go skinny dipping with anybody in here.
I get that.
You didn't tell me that last night at Red Lobster.
It's true.
Yeah, I did.
For the seafood lover in you.
You're like, here's a cheddar biscuit. Let's go skinny dipping. I want to send you.
That's what he said to you, right?
All the time. He texts me that all the time. I'm like, Kareem, I'm at work.
It's like, here's a cheddar biscuit. You'll do anything for a cheddar biscuit.
Have you had them? They're delicious.
Larry, skinny dipping.
If anyone's anti-skinny dipping, they are very bad people. Pro.
Yeah, skinny dipping is cool as long as you're not someplace where they have those penis fish that swim up your urethra. Because that would be bad times. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you don't just skinny dip anywhere. You know what I mean? I'm not Sam. You know what I mean?
Right. It's true.
I'm not Sam.
It's true. Up next in Cool or Tool, vitamin C and D. Kareem.
Cool. As long as I'm not drinking them together.
Larry.
This is a confounding question.
Right?
I guess, I mean...
Really is for you, huh?
He's thinking about Sunday brunch plans. Come on.
There's places that dude could probably make money off of that orange juice.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm going to say Tool because the woman wasn't in on it.
Right. Jason?
Vitamin C and D? Mm-hmm. You know I love me some D.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Come on. Vitamin C and D?
Yeah. It's actually Tool because there's just so much sugar in orange juice.
Oh,
it's
come
just way
on.
Too much.
Oh, there's a lot.
And then you throw in the salt and the other. There's nothing healthy about that.
Was the orange juice cold pressed?
Ooh, unclear. Unclear. But that
which...
I may have to go back and read
the belief. People love spending $9 for a bottle of cold-pressed apple juice.
Oh, my God. It's the worst, right?
Cold-pressed anything.
If you bring them back 9 bottles, you get one free.
White girls love that fish, though. They love it.
I know. That's how I'm trapping them these days. Hey, come here, girl. I got a cold press.
You have a shady van with a sign on the side. Cold-pressed juice inside.
Cold-pressed juice. He hangs out by the CrossFit.
Oh, my God. I love cold-pressed juice.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, Ontarians. People from Ontario. Larry?
I generally don't believe in Canada.
Sure.
So I will say Tool. Okay. Wait, Alanis Morissette is from Ontario, correct?
She is.
Ooh, that changes my opinion. Cool.
Not, Jason?
Yeah. Ontario's cool.
Blame Canada.
Kareem?
I had a pen pal when I was a kid from Mississauga, Ontario, so it is cool.
Mississauga?
Yeah.
Here's why Ontario is Tool. One, the Toronto Maple Leafs. First of all, Leafs, plural, is not a thing. It's leaves. Second of all, if you've ever been to Ontario, they have not figured out plumbing. There is not a single shower in that whole province that actually has proper water pressure. So, Tool.
Degrassi was set in Ontario.
It sure was. That means Drake is from there. I rest my case.
Can I change my answer?
You guys, he's going to challenge Eminem to a beatbox.
We talked about that on last week's show.
I didn't listen.
Bad times. Somebody posted, actually, my old coworker, Gulston Dart, posted video of auctioneers over rap beats. And my comment was, Drake needs to start by challenging these guys. Because he would not win against them either. It would be bad times for Drake.
I just remembered a story I have to tell you off the air.
Okay, perfect. We'll go ahead and do that. Meanwhile, over across the pond in Ireland, a radio show on the national broadcaster prematurely ended a Facebook Live video, which we've done in here before. when a special guest pig named Marty dropped a deuce in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
What does it sound like when a pig takes a poop on the air?
We let her down for a minute.
Let her down for a minute. Good morning, John.
How are you doing, her?
No, the her is the newly christened.
M-A-R-T-I.
M-A-R-T-I. I'm deeply honored, by the way, Dermot.
She's going to go on to be a breeding sow, so she'll be around for the next
Sorry, the seal was accidental.
Yeah, well, no.
I, like myself, I hope.
He's got to make his royalty somehow.
Marty has gone rambling around the studio here in Dublin. Talk to me first, Dermot, about what you do.
Right, we've started up the Irish Pig Society about 4 years ago as an organization to look after pigs in Ireland, to promote pigs. Pig enthusiasts, anything to do with pigs.
The pigs already dropped it.
So we started, as I said, 3 years ago, and we had a show down in Stradbally Hall, where the Electric Picnic venue is, and we had 10 pigs down there. And
the person doing the Facebook Live video could not stay in the room anymore. So that's how that ended. It was bad times. But they did get a good shot of the pig taking a poop. Also, some news from Little Rock, Arkansas. An Arkansas dad shared the story of how his family learned a very messy lesson, and that's do not under any circumstances let your Roomba run over dog poop.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Jesse Newton of Little Rock said in a Facebook post that his family's puppy, Evie, did her doggy duty in the living room after the human family members had gone to bed for the night. And then his family's Roomba vacuum cleaner, which if you don't know, is a little robot vacuum cleaner that runs on its own and vacuums the whole house because you're too lazy to do it. We have one here. It's programmed to run at 1:30 in the morning, run through the house. It ended up actually spreading rather than cleaning up the droppings. And so began the poop-tastrophe, the poop-apocalypse, the poopening, as he wrote. He said, if you have a Roomba, please rid yourself of all distraction and absorb everything I'm about to tell you. Do not, under any circumstances, let your Roomba run over dog poop. If the unthinkable does happen and your Roomba runs over dog poop, stop it immediately and do not let it continue the cleaning cycle. Because if that happens, it will spread the dog poop over every conceivable surface within its reach, resulting in a home that closely resembles a Jackson Pollock poop painting. It will be on your floorboards. It will be on your furniture legs. It will be on your carpets, on your rugs. It will be on your kids' toy boxes. If it's near the floor, it will have poop on it. Those awesome wheels, which have checkered surface for better traction, left a 25-foot poop trails all over the house. Our lovable Roomba, who gets a careful cleaning every night, looked like it had been mudding. Yes, mudding. Like what you do with a Jeep on a pipeline road, but in poop. He said a bad situation turned worse when his 4-year-old got out of bed in the middle of the night and slogged through the poop trail before crawling into bed with his parents.
Oh, man.
That's what woke him up.
Oh, man.
The Roomba failed to survive the cleanup efforts, but the one bright spot, his story, was when Hemeker Schlemmer informed him the device was covered by the lifetime warranty and would be replaced. So nice job by Hemeker Schlemmer. So you guys can see that is he made a drawing of what it would look like. And
because this is what happened. Like, the kid got in bed and somebody woke up.
Yes, he did.
Like, it was like,
what's that smell?
Did you crap on him?
Oh, it smells something. You that, smell that, honey?
And they pulled his pants back. To look.
And they see something all over his knees, his hands. Oh, it looks like some chocolate sauce.
It's 2 a.m. and you have to wash everything and you can't get to the laundry room because your whole house is covered in poop.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
I can't even do the recreation.
It's no.
Not going to be a good time. Not even for the Monday episode. Jason's picturing his life when he gets a puppy for his daughter.
I'm just thinking
in
right
like
now.
3 years.
That's going to be horrible.
It's like, going to be a bad time.
You know what, though? It would be covered under your insurance. I'm pretty sure that it is a coverable. It's not a named peril, but it is part of, you have an open policy. You would be covered with that, I think. You know, I don't know about you, but you get to stay in a hotel room if you make a claim. And then, you know, if it's over $1,000, which is what you should have your deductible at, most likely. I mean, you have somebody professionally clean the floors and all of the bottoms. It's not a bad thing to happen.
Yes, it is. It is a terrible...
I'm trying to look at the positive because I know that I can just see this happening. Like, I can see because Roombas are going to be inexpensive in like 3 years. Like, you'll be able to buy, you know, a third generation Roomba for $100.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. Got a lot of court news coming out of Florida this time. Headline, judge forbids man from ordering pizza after restaurants report harassing phone calls. That's right, a Florida man cannot order pizza delivery from anybody. Any of them.
Any?
None.
Not even Domino's.
He's been charged with harassing local restaurants in Sebastian, Florida. He's been charged with 4 counts of harassing phone calls, 2 counts of first-degree petty theft, and 1 count of second-degree petty theft. The investigations began a couple months ago when several pizza delivery places started reporting the phone calls. Over a 3-week time frame, cops say the man made orders and then refused to pay, sending delivery drivers to fake or unoccupied addresses and calling other restaurants just to say he hated their food. He allegedly used 5 different phone numbers to make the calls, as well as fake names, or in some cases, he just refused to give a name at all. Businesses say they lost at least $667 in food as a result. They rounded that up. It was $666, and they're afraid of saying Satan stuff.
Yeah, it is Florida.
So as a condition of this man's bail, he's been ordered to refrain from calling for any more pizza. The judge is...
That's against his constitutional rights.
Right? Judge said, and I quote, defendant shall refrain from calling any pizza establishment and or making any harassing calls, or his bond shall be revoked. Lest the man be tempted to call up any other restaurants, police are circulating the word around town with a flyer asking them to get in touch if they experience any harassment. See, his purpose is either to haggle over the price of the food or the quality upon delivery. So make sure you remember how important it is to have the privilege to order your pizza. Also in Florida.
I just wonder if that's one of the jerky boys, if that's Kamal. Or Johnny B from the Jerky Boys. Like, that's like they.
Well, that's about where they are now.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's dedication. 5 phones? That's dedication.
Yeah.
I think people shouldn't judge his hobbies.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's great.
Let me throw this up on the TV for you guys so you can see. And I'll read it. I can't imagine there's a whole lot of great audio here, but a man suspected of stealing a car from a high school busted out his best dance moves when he appeared at his bond hearing in court. There he is. Let me get a little play.
That judge does not look like she would be entertained by said dance.
No. His name is Calvin Lloyd Griffith. He began twerking to gain the attention of the circuit judge Catherine M. Pooler. He exclaimed, "My mom's here." Griffith's microphone was turned off after he continued to speak, but that's when he started twerking. Judge Pooler was not amused and set his bond to $18,500. According to the Miami-Dade School's police, he was arrested earlier on Thursday and charged. Yeah, he's twerking. He's got handcuffs on, the orange jumpsuit. They got a split screen video of it, and he's just yelling over to the judge, did some twerking. She's not amused. He entered the office, removed a person's car keys from the counter belonging to a 2013 black Volkswagen Passat, and then he drove it off out of the parking lot. It continues going with him, and he's like, "Why isn't she paying attention to me?" So that's what's happening in Florida.
Of course.
Defendants.
Oh, Florida.
Defendants are just willy-nilly, you know, twerking in front of judges.
You gotta twerk it and work it, you know what I'm saying? Like, gotta do
you
it.
Gotta twerk it before you work.
Well, either way, I don't know. I need to relax a little bit after Florida Corner.
Yeah, let's settle down.
Yeah, relax. Hey, if you haven't been, we really would appreciate it if you're doing your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. So we can keep it free for you 3 times a week.
It's all a fact.
Unless you're that crazy man from Florida.
That's true.
Don't call Amazon.
No. Well, yeah. Don't want to do that.
No.
But, yeah. Everything from your food needs to your baby supplies to your wedding registry can all be done at Amazon. Back to school shopping. All in one place.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much can get anything you want.
If you're a tranny going to Dubai, mm-hmm. there are a lot of supplies you can buy.
You can buy a book, and you can read the book that says, like, don't fly to Dubai right. if you're transgender.
Can you write that book, please?
It's already there. It's called Don't Fly to Dubai When You Might Have Been a Guy.
Oh, rhyming. When have you ever failed this?
Never.
All right. So everybody have a great weekend. Jason, looking forward to the baby shower. That's the first time I've ever uttered that phrase.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to the baby shower.
It should be a good time.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? It'll be a nice little Saturday.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's only going to be 90.
That's right.
Bring a sweater.
People around the country, it's only 90 is actually a good deal here.
Yeah, it's actually like, oh, the swamp cooler will be working that day. So,
oh, that's right. I forgot the swamp cooler.
We'll have beer. We'll have beer. All right, don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. As long as the swamp cooler is working and we have beer, it's all good. All right, going to leave you with a little Tom Petty. The song's called Time to Move On. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Friday with the Uncensored, or on Monday, sorry. With the Uncensored episode. Bye-bye. Put under my feet, baby. Grass is growing. It's time to move on. It's time to get going.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.